This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America! Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what you're doing, thanks for keeping America rolling along. But especially our over-the-road truck drivers, thanks for the job you're doing. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, which is spelled G-E-T-T-R. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now from the great state of California, where he's not in snow and he's not in rain, he's just in limbo because everybody in California is hanging by a thread wondering when they're going to fall in the ocean, I guess. Okay, it's Kyle Warren. They're back. They're back.
They're from the state of limbo.
Yeah.
That's right.
They're up on the porch over there, and they're going to go right back inside because, there they go, it's 67 degrees, and a lot of them didn't have coats, and it's cloudy and a little bit of wind.
Yeah, I'll bet. Yeah.
Yep. So, are you ready to say the pledge for the second time?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, we heard from Cheryl down in Sarasota, and this is a problem that's going to happen this time of the year when you have this Medicare, they call it Medicare season, right?
Right.
She says there's all kinds of things on television and radio and this, that, and the other. She's been getting calls. Her phone is ringing off the hook. Most of the calls call up, and they want information from her, this, that, and the other. But here's the new wrinkle, and this is a big red flag. They want their Medicare policy number.
Yeah, it's getting pretty brazen. Trying to get people's personal information, among that, their policy number and anything else really that somebody would unwittingly give them. But, you know, Captain, isn't it true that, I mean, you're not going to get calls like this from really legitimate sources?
No. And if you really want to, if you want to buy insurance, especially when it comes to a Medicare supplemental plan, talk to the agent face to face, live and in living color. They'll come right to your house.
Well, exactly right. Another thing you can do, too, is you can use caller ID.
Yep.
If you don't recognize the number or doesn't say the number of the name of the company that's calling you, you could also let calls go to voicemail.
Yep.
And then weed them out later on to see if they're
right.
Legit or not.
But you don't give them your birth date. You don't give them your Social Security number. You don't give them your policy number for anything. You just don't do it because it could be, and more than likely, would be a scam.
Well, of course. And especially anybody asking you for your credit card number, this is a one-time offer. You know, everybody knows the old thing about your car warranty has just expired and stuff like that. And never do that. If you call the company and you're calling a legitimate company and you want to buy something, that's fine. But don't give anybody any money on the phone if they call you.
No. Heck no. And, you know, people need to pay attention to this, because if they don't, you know, people are getting the squeeze for this kind of stuff. All right, well, here we go. New York City, don't know what's going to happen there, but there's as many as 30,000 police, firefighters, and emergency medical workers that could be laid off come Monday. Obviously, there's a couple of lawsuits that are underway right now. Don't know if they're going to get expedited in time or not, but the New York City vaccine mandate is already in effect. Now, the police, the firefighters, and the emergency medical people are just hours away, literally, from being placed on unpaid leave, and courts may or may not have to step in and stop this before it happens, because right now they're being a little bit reluctant, just kind of like the Trump thing. They're being a little bit reluctant on this.
Captain, this is a complete, total failure of leadership by the government officials. And I say that because nobody but nobody in the government is taking into account and doing any science or talking to, I don't know, maybe go find a scientist and talk to them about it, about what does it mean to have natural immunity that
right.
many of these first responders already have had.
Right.
But they're making everybody comply. That is the operative word here. So I'm not talking against the vaccine. I got the vaccine, but we are talking about, when does one size really fit all in this whole scenario? And if you don't want to do the science and ask the questions, and you just want to push people into a position where they have to not be the first responder anymore, you're putting the city at risk. And it's on their heads here, on those who are forcing this issue without trying to find a legitimate and scientific way of dealing with COVID-19.
Well, again, that's absolutely true. And the thing of it is, when you mention that, one other little thing to add to the item here, if for some reason these people have to be pulled off the job, your response time is going to get longer. People are going to die. We have what we call the golden 10. When it comes time for a heart attack or a massive stroke, you've got 10 minutes to get those people under some type of treatment and either in the hospital or at least being resuscitated or whatever in the back of an ambulance. And if you don't do that, they're going to die.
Yeah, this is horrible.
Yep. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. This is the weekend edition. Don't go anywhere. And by the way, we've got Rod Edwards in the Edwards Notebook coming up in about 10 minutes or so at the bottom of the hour. He's going to take us to break.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnight. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All righty, and in the meantime, while you're joining the Captain's Army, how about enjoying MyPillow? You can go to the website, folks, MyPillow.com, and take advantage of all the different things they got there on the homepage. And when you get done looking at the homepage and you use the promo code CAPTAIN, because you need to have a promo code to get those prices you're going to look at, promo code is CAPTAIN, then click on the Radio Listener Specials page and go over there and take a look at some more savings that are going to just knock your socks off, because they'll have 24 items or more over there on the Radio Listener Specials page where you click the logo link and the page will open up for you, and you'll be able to save even more money. Again, the promo code is always CAPTAIN. The telephone number, if you want to call them and place an order, is 800-641-5459. That's if you don't want to use the internet. The telephone number again, 800-641-5459. You will get a live person that'll answer any questions you have. So again, the website, MyPillow.com. That's Mike Lindell. You know all about him. The promo code is always going to be CAPTAIN. And the phone number is 800-641-5459. Perfect time to buy stuff for Christmas, right, Kyle?
That's exactly right. And you can't go wrong with MyPillow.
No, not at all. Okay. A judge has blocked the Biden administration from firing unvaccinated employees with pending religious exemptions.
Yes, that's exactly right. And again, this goes to really, you know, the heart of our system when people do have seriously held religious beliefs. Cause them to say no to something like this. So while this is being looked at and talked about and argued, that's what the judge has put in place right now.
Yeah, exactly. And did you hear about the new entrance into the into the New York gubernatorial campaign officially?
Yes, that's right. Yes, Letitia James, the Attorney General.
The Attorney General, the one that has wrecked the career of former governor, Andrew Cuomo.
Well, that's right. Yeah, after, you know, essentially bringing down Cuomo, per se. Now, and he, I think he has to report on November 17th, if I recall correctly.
Correct.
For his arrest. He will be photographed and he will be fingerprinted.
Yep, he's being arraigned.
That's right. But he's not going to be led around in handcuffs, we understand, at this point.
No, and he'll have a criminal record from that day forward.
That, and then he could also get on the sex offenders.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Now, the FDA has just cleared a path for children as young as 5 years old to get COVID shots. I don't know about you, Kyle, but you know, enough is enough. These kids that are that young, the least of their problems is whether or not they're going to get COVID.
Well, that's what we seem to have observed over this last almost couple of years. You know, we see the children, they have very strong immune systems. There have been some cases, and every case is one too many, obviously. But I think a lot of parents are asking some pretty legitimate questions as to why someone as young as 5 years old would require a shot like this. And so again, when you're dealing with doing science, you have to ask questions and you have to be able to formulate hypotheses and then test those hypotheses to see if they're true or not, and not simply have someone say, okay, comply, everybody get this shot. Is it efficacious? Is it efficacious for children? We just don't know, because I don't think we have all the answers yet.
Now, are you eating Ben and Jerry's ice cream?
I can't say that I have had Ben and Jerry's for quite a long time.
Okay, because, you know, they're campaigning against the Israel by having a boycott of buying anything from Israel. You know that, right?
Yeah, I heard about that, yeah.
Yeah, well, in the meantime, the parent company of Ben and Jerry's had their pension fund yanked out from underneath them because of mismanagement.
Yes, exactly right. This is not a small amount of money at all.
No, and it doesn't happen that often.
No, not at all. But again, you've got politics involved at one aspect of this and so forth. And I think some companies look at whether or not their political stance really helps them or not. Ben and Jerry's has a particular sort of angle, you know, on political issues, and everybody kind of has understood and seen that. But this particular event now is actually pretty significant.
Now, it's the end of the line, folks, for Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger, been around for 12 years. He voted for the Trump impeachment, and he won't be seeking re-election because his district is going away, and he's going to be in a Democratic district. He's going to get beat anyway, just in terms of the sheer numbers that are there. But Donald Trump had something to say about him, didn't he, Kyle?
Yeah, what is it he said?
He says, two down, eight to go.
Well, probably so. Well, then at the same time, Kinzinger is also saying he can't run for re-election at the same time that he's essentially waging a broader war for the future of the Republican Party. Okay.
Good luck with that one.
Yeah, but this is about redistricting or redrawing those lines. That's what this is about, I think.
Absolutely. Now, New York City, and this is something else that is a reflection on Mr. de Blasio, Mayor de Blasio, who, by the way, is fixing to leave office here. Oh, and, I need to tell everybody about Curtis Sowa here in a second. But New York City, 40% of the inspected businesses are non-compliant with the vaccine mandate.
Isn't that interesting?
Terrible, terrible.
Well, you know, and
of course I'm kidding.
Well, but you see, you know what's happening with In-N-Out Burger in the San Francisco area.
Yeah, we've invited them to Florida, by the way.
Yes, well, and they do very well, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
But they're saying they don't want to be the vaccine police. So how do you put people that are running a restaurant or a host or a hostess outside, you know, taking reservations or showing people to their tables, put them in a position where they say, show me your documentation, and then verify that documentation. What's the liability factor? What is the hazard factor of someone who could become very upset at being asked that? Or what if they get refused? This kind of stuff. You're putting people in a very, very bad position. And it seems to me, Captain, that without any kind of real ability to do that, they're asking too much of these businesses in that sense, I think it's going to get worse from here.
Now, Curtis Silva, who is the New York City GOP mayoral candidate, was hit by a taxi cab after getting out of his campaign van yesterday afternoon, walking to WABC, the radio station, to do a radio interview. Now, he did suffer a broken arm, numerous bumps and bruises, but he's otherwise okay. He's not in the hospital right now, to my knowledge, anyway. I believe he was released, and he's going to be taking it a little bit easy for a while. He's lucky he didn't get killed, because the way those taxi drivers drive in New York, unbelievable.
Well, yeah, you're right about that. And let's just put it into perspective, Captain. Here's someone who got hurt on the streets of New York City, got hit by a vehicle, by a taxi cab. And if you call 911 and 30,000 police and firefighters are no longer on the job,
yep,
that's going to spell bad news for someone who's injured like that.
Yep, absolutely. Now, finally, I want to mention that the Democrats and the IRS, remember the snooping scheme that we're hearing about?
Yes, yes.
Well, forget about that one. It has been removed from the table, and any further discussion or action after huge, huge blowback from both Republicans and Democrats alike.
Yeah, and I thought Nancy Pelosi said that whole thing was going to stay no matter what. You know, stay in the bill.
Good luck.
Yeah, but they're running into this thing, Captain, called the American people,
right,
who don't look too kindly on that kind of snooping scheme.
Now, again, I'm going to tell everybody what I told them at the beginning of the show and what I have said several times this week. The Democrats are in real bad trouble. Everything that they've been trying to ram down people's throats is finally coming on an immediate halt and a stop basis, and it's being turned around on them. And I'm telling you, folks, Democrats as well as Republicans, as well as independents, as well as libertarians, are all fighting back, and they are going to take it to the polls. You are going to see a whitewash, a complete turnaround of the political structure in Washington, D.C., as well as in many of these states, come 2022.
I think you're exactly right about that, Captain. And I think what we're also seeing is that people from the Republican Party, the Democrat Party, independents, they are finding this thing called common ground to say, mm-hmm, what the Democrats are doing right now is so far beyond the pale that all of us, whether or not we agree completely politically, Republicans, Democrats, independents, but we do agree on this, that this is going too far, and that's, yep, the uniting factor.
Yeah, and when I said white lash, hear me out here, folks. What I'm talking about is it's not Republican, it's not Democratic, it's not Libertarian, it's not Independent, it's American. It's an American thing. We're all in this together. There is no color, creed, or origin. We're all in this together. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden met with Pope Francis at the Vatican for their first official meeting and to address two issues, climate change and COVID-19. Biden arrived with First Lady Jill for the meeting. He told reporters that he and the Pope prayed for peace and that the topic of abortion was never raised during the meeting. The FDA has approved the Pfizer vaccine for kids. Dr. Janet Woodcock says the vaccine is both safe and effective.
Parents and guardians can rest assured that we conducted a comprehensive and rigorous evaluation of the data on the vaccine's safety and effectiveness, and that this vaccine meets our high standards.
The acting FDA commissioner says the vaccine was found to be 90.7% effective with no serious side effects. Next, the CDC will review the recommendation, and a rollout of the vaccine could begin by next week. This is USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. Right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Yeah, buddy, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. This particular part of the program is where on the weekend you get to hear the Ron Edwards Notebook, the Edwards Notebook. So here we go with a new edition.
What if the United States was already sold lock, stock, and barrel to another nation? Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee. We all know that the United States of America has been the greatest and most generous nation on earth. But just suppose that our republic, with a government of, by, and for the people, was sold off bit by bit by bit to another nation of the oppressive communist persuasion. The government of, by, and for the people, without the permission of the people, sold off our national assets, valuable real estate, natural resources, and even gave control to a foreign power over our national voting apparatus. To add insult to injury, what if the government of, by, and for the people was no longer by and for the people, but rather nothing more than a government of, by, and for a vast assortment of leftist globalist elites, all kowtowing to an emerging communist superpower? Just saying.
Money.
Ron Edwards.
All righty, Ron Edwards, who's with us twice a week, Tuesdays and Thursdays, and then on the weekend we have his Edwards Notebook. That's what goes on here. By the way, don't forget Constitutional Grounds brings you the Ron Edwards Notebook. And, of course, you can find out more about them by going to the website, theronedwards.com, and make your purchase there. Don't forget to use the promo code RE20, where you'll receive a 20% discount on that coffee you buy over there. That's theronedwards.com, Constitutional Grounds Coffee. Use the code RE20, save 20%. And remember, Constitutional Grounds is the coffee you want in your cup. Hey, Kyle.
That's right. Yep.
All right. Now, we have got a Homeland Security bolo that came out, and I want you to read it because you got it right there in front of you.
Well, that's right, Captain. Fox News, among other news organizations, are reporting that police in Northern Virginia are ramping up security in public spaces such as malls and shopping centers this weekend after receiving information about a potential ISIS terrorist threat over Halloween weekend, officials said on Friday. Again, this according to Fox News. Now, we don't know what the exact nature of the threat is, but there are different outlets that are already reporting the link to the ISIS terror group. There's nothing specific, for example, to Loudoun or Fairfax County, but the Sheriff's Department there in Loudoun County says they're aware of the information that is circulating there, and of course they're going to be taking steps to increase their visibility in some of these different places, like transit centers, shopping malls, shopping plazas, and so forth. But also this would be consistent with security measures that are taken over holiday weekends. So, but because now this idea of ISIS is attached to this, it is especially concerning. And so if you're in those areas in Northern Virginia, you want to make sure that if you see something, say something. Contact the authorities. Even to run down something that turns out to be innocuous would be better than missing something that would help to prevent any kind of attack.
Well, you betcha, and that's a no-brainer from where I'm sitting, and certainly if you see something, say something, and of course that's Northern Virginia, the area we're talking about, but you need to be aware of your surroundings wherever you're at and whatever you're doing, because we are the eyes and ears of our country. And making sure that something stupid doesn't happen. And I want to say good morning to Lauren out there. Lauren just chimed in and gave us an amen for what I just said about we're all Americans.
Yeah, well, very much so.
And yeah, we need to get rid of the labels and just become Americans.
Well, that's right. See, that's that common ground. And you have people, Captain, in the Democrat Party elite, certainly the Democrat socialists or this kind of ilk, they work to make sure that we don't have that common ground. I hate to say, because... otherwise, we can't build any longer. We can't move forward. If we're just supposed to be at each other's throats all the time, that's only going to benefit those who are trying to make that happen, because they figure they can divide and conquer.
Now, Lee in Tampa was being a little sarcastic here, but it was sort of funny. He says, gee, I wonder if the Pope gave Biden absolution.
Good question. We don't know what happened, I think, behind those closed doors, per se, if they had any private conversations, but,
They should get along good. You have a communist pope, we all know he's communist, and a communist president, so they ought to be getting along good.
Well, times have really changed. If you're looking at Biden and Pope Francis across the table from one another, it's light years away from President Reagan and Pope John Paul II, or Margaret Thatcher.
Yeah.
Pope John Paul II, that kind of thing. Pope John Paul II came from a communist place, basically. He understood exactly what these people were all about and worked behind the scenes as well as out in the open in order to help bring about an end to communism.
Well, make no mistake about it. The Biden family is a billionaire family. We know that because just from one of the amounts of money that they got from China that went to Hunter's group, which included the brother, I might add, of Joe Biden, that was over $1 billion. So we know they're billionaires. So we can say that without having any reservation about it. Now, the worst part of it all is that besides being billionaires, they're a bunch of crooks, because Joe Biden has made money all the time he's been in office, and his son has been selling the influence of the father. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Well, it just gets worse and worse. You know, we talked about the killing, the story earlier from McAuliffe's campaign, but all the killing of the story about Hunter Biden before the 2020 election was also incredibly significant, and because it has to cover up all the stuff that's going on.
Now, our governor, Ron DeSantis, who is doing a hell of a job, best governor in the country. Right now, Florida's got the best economy. Florida's the numbers are dropping down into the non-existent phase when it comes to COVID. And we're just, everything we've done has been absolutely right, even though the media and the Democrats have tried to tear him apart. And they've been absolutely wrong and proven so at every turn of the way. Now, Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis slammed Joe Biden and has set a special session for the legislature to come back to work on legislation to stop the vaccine mandate anywhere in Florida for anyone.
Well, that's right. And again, you know, Governor DeSantis, he's not anti-vaccine, by the way. I think that's the most important
thing. He just doesn't want it to be mandated.
Doesn't want to be mandated. But he went about getting people, especially the elderly and more vulnerable in the beginning stages of this, helping them to get protected first. He took practical approaches to this, and he's demonstrated a lot of leadership. This makes, I think, the Democrat Party elite very, very angry because they don't like it when you lead.
Did you see Bill de Blasio yesterday when he gave his little impromptu press conference on TV?
I saw a little bit of it. Is this where he had a Starfleet uniform on?
He was wearing a Starfleet captain's uniform.
Well, I hate to say, I think it was blue. So
yeah, it was blue.
He would have been. Yeah, no. He went in the science department.
No, blue for Democrat.
Blue for Democrat.
Yeah. No, really, think about it. It was blue for Democrat.
Yeah.
Yeah. So unbelievable.
Yeah. Well. You know, you gotta hand it to him, I guess. But honestly, the state that New York is in and going to be in, because of his twisted ideas and leadership, is just an atrocious thing.
All right, now Britain's Prince Andrew, who has been caught in the ringer because of the Epstein stuff that went on, the Epstein-linked sexual abuse claims, is trying to end the lawsuit that's against him because they were told there was a judge that made a decision that said that the details surrounding the lawsuit could remain quiet.
Well, that's right. And so this was an initial settlement, I think, that was made from Epstein regarding the woman who was underage at the time of these incidents that she is describing. So that would have been a big deal if it would have been unsealed, but evidently will remain sealed.
Yeah, and we'll just have to wait and see what happens. By the way, the United Kingdom's Boris Johnson has renewed his threat to the European Union over the Northern Ireland trade agreement that they made. And I hear the music coming up, so we'll have to let that stay right where it's at. But when we come back, the Truckers Highway and Bible Report's on the agenda for you. And we will be back telling you about the weather and all the good stuff and see if anything's changed. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back for the Truckers Highway and Bible Report, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
There they are, Don and Don. And, of course, they're up there in Carrollton, Georgia, where they listen to us. And don't forget, you can find out more about them by going to their website, cowboylogic.us, cowboylogic.us. In the meantime, we got an oldie but goldie. This is a classic Beatles song, 1963. And, again, it's a Beatles night tonight. And here we go. Wait till you hear this one. You'll all be dancing.
You know you look so good. Looks so good. You know you're good.
Reggie, that's the Beatles, 1963. And the reason you heard all the girls screaming, Kyle, was because that was the Ed Sullivan Show.
Yeah, that's right. Just everywhere they went, they had that.
The girls went nuts.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And I think that was one of the reasons they stopped really performing live, you know, in the earlier times. And that was John Lennon, of course, again, singing lead again. And, you know, Captain, I hear that, and I also think about Ferris Bueller singing that in the parade and in the movie Ferris Bueller's Day Off. And, you know, you can't be unhappy when you hear that song.
No, it's a happy song, and that was a happy – those were happy times, believe it or not.
Yep.
Even though we had Vietnam going on, I mean, it wasn't quite we weren't in the real swing of things yet. We were getting close, but we weren't in the real swing of things. All right. Again, I'm going to read this real quick. A big storm system is going to continue to impact much of the eastern United States. We'll get into all that. Kyle's going to tell you about what's going on out west.
Well, that's right, Captain. Out west tonight, of course, we've got the high wind warning, and this is going to be up in the northern part of Montana near Glasgow, up near U.S. Highway 2. So if you're traveling up there, that's a lake wind advisory, I should say. So if you're traveling up there, be careful with the high-profile vehicle. Ditto for coming down I-25. This is going to be north of Cheyenne, Wyoming. This is going to be an actual high wind warning there, and it's also going to stretch along I-80. This is going to be west of Laramie as you head towards Hanna and Rollins, so you want to be careful of that tonight. Then also, we've got, of course, in Seattle and Portland, Seattle, Washington, Portland, Oregon, we're looking for, of course, appears to be some good weather approaching for trick-or-treating on Halloween, so that's some good news. And right now, along the California coast, a little north of San Luis Obispo, stretching all the way down to San Diego, you've got a dense fog advisory tonight, Captain.
All right, well, I'm going to start up in Minnesota tonight, and hello to George and the gang up there in the Twin Cities. We've got some dense fog up in Duluth, Minnesota, and it's right there along the northeastern corner of Minnesota. Goes over into Wisconsin for a little ways, too, right there, and up towards the lake. Also got a little bit of fog, again, over towards Green Bay, Wisconsin right now. Got some winds blowing out in the southwestern corner of South Dakota tonight as you head towards Rapid City. There is a frost, a hard frost, and a freeze in the northwestern corner of Missouri tonight, and also the central part of Iowa. Nebraska. There we go. Nebraska down to Kansas. And then most of Kansas has got a frost advisory tonight, except for up there around Kansas City. It looks like as if we've got a hard freeze warning in that area. Now, the frost warning comes down through the central part of Oklahoma all the way down to the Texas line. So be advised there. You're going to have about a 150-mile-wide stretch of a nice hard frost in there tonight. Probably make some of the apples get red and ripen up some of the other produces there. Now, taking a look at the Gulf of Mexico, from Galveston all the way around to, let me see here, the Keys, and then around the east side of Florida, over as far as West Palm Beach, you've got a gale warning. And that's an active gale warning, 40-mile-an-hour winds all along through there, so be advised of that. And then going up the East Coast tonight, folks, you're going to have a lot of rain starting out just around Norfolk, Virginia, on and off, and then it's going to be pretty steady going up through Delaware, going up through New Jersey, going up to just south of New York City. Looks like as if we've got gale force winds all the way up to Nova Scotia, all the way down to Boston, around Cape Cod, down to Long Island, and down to the Jersey coastline. So that's what we got right now, Kyle, and the pilot and Flying J, remember, brings you the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Okay, folks, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we'll talk to you on Monday.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Have yourself a great weekend. Okay, now to expound some more on the Department of Homeland Security and the alert for Northern Virginia for the shopping centers coming, supposedly, a threat made by ISIS, we have Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. What do you know about this?
Well, apparently there has been some chatter on certain channels.
Hello? Where'd you go? She's gone. Okay, your headset or your microphone or something went wrong there, so call me back. Okay. She just went, boop, gone. All right, but we do have a situation in northern Virginia where we do have an alert. ISIS has threatened, apparently, the area there. So let's go back to Denise Simon, founderscode.com. You back?
Yeah, I heard you.
Yeah, okay. Well, we didn't hear you. You went dark. Okay, so what's going on? Tell us.
Well, the police are monitoring the malls in northern Virginia because of what they do is they cultivate media, including social media, on the bad guys. And so that is really what is happening here. Now they have, I think Fairfax County Police Chief is on top of things. And that is, you know, they're going to obviously work with DHS and the FBI. So we don't know anything necessarily more than that. They're calling it an abundance of caution. The same thing with the Arlington Police. They don't have any credible information on any kind of a threat yet. But we know that Islamic State has been threatening. So why there was a particular target for Virginia, don't really know. But that's really all we have here at this point.
Okay, well, and again, I remind the audience, if you see something, say something. That's the best thing you can do.
Well, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
No time for the weak or the weary. You gotta speak up if you see something. Okay, here comes the music in my ear. Denise and I will be right back right after the top of our news, and your radio stations get a chance to pay some of their bills. And we'll be right back with more on a weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Remember, this program's all about we the people. They work for us. We don't work for them. Let's start acting like it. Call your people up, your congressmen, your state senators, your governor, hell, anybody you want. They work for us.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your...
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.